RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. Difficult to diagnose sports hernia can be treated relatively quickly through laparoscopic surgery. That's the conclusion to a recent three-year study by Macquarie University Hospital and the Hernia Institute of Australia. Dr. Omar Rodriguez Acevedo, a researcher at the Hernia Institute of Australia and accredited trainee at Townsville Hospital, says the injury is most common in ball-kicking sports like soccer, Australian rules and rugby. And he says, as more people take up these sports, the incidence of sports hernia is expected to increase. First, Dr. Rodriguez Acevedo tells Chris Ashmore that sports hernia can be hard to define.
The definition of sports hernia remains controversial given the multiple etiology in the vast majority of cases. There is a variety of descriptions and definitions of sports hernia. It is also known with different names, such as Gilmore's groin, sportsman hernia, or groin disruptive injury. What we have learned so far is that sports hernia is a clinical entity of chronic exercise-induced groin pain in athletes, which we believe derives from a symptomatic conjoint tendon and is associated with an incipient secondary mild bulge or hernia of the posterior inguinal wall on straining. Sports hernia can result from an isolated injury to the conjoint tendon, but is more often secondary to mechanical overload associated with acquired pubic instability. The hernia itself, in the context of sports hernia syndrome, is typically only one component of a larger biomechanical entity comprised of multiple pathologic findings, often bilateral but variably symptomatic. Having said all that, there is five or six elements in the syndrome. All are interrelated and they fit into each other. The classical sufferer is an athlete, most frequently male, involved with sports that involves kicking or requires a rapid change in directions while running, for example, AFL, soccer, or rugby. But there are also other patients with similar clinical picture who do not present with sports-related pain, but nevertheless report exertional groin pain, for example, work-related injuries.
Well, from those who suffer from it, what impact does it have on them?
Well, for the athlete, the pain associated with this condition limits their performance and can therefore be sometimes career-limiting or even career-ending. And for the injured amateur athlete, or especially for the worker, his or her job may be at risk.
Why does it remain a controversial diagnosis within surgery?
Well, the lack of standardization of the definition makes this entity very difficult to study. Also, surgeons feel comfortable repairing symptomatic and clinically palpable hernias. However, the sports hernia is impalpable or, at best, only equivocal palpable. So sometimes the operation, there is no frank obvious hernia, merely a posterior wall laxity at open surgery or a bulge at laparoscopic procedure, which is subjective. So the surgeon may feel unhappy that pathology warranting operation is truly present. Nevertheless, experience both locally in Australia and internationally in Europe has shown that for appropriately selected patients with the sports hernia entity, a variety of hernia repair techniques have consistently yielded successful outcomes in about 90% of the cases.
Well, if we look at some of those techniques, what are some of the treatments for sports hernia?
So there is a variety of surgical procedures, including adductor tenotomy, conjoint tendon release, or even open repair. We believe that all of them increase the passive stability of the joint, creating a passive brace of the joint, or somehow offloading the forces applied to the pubic bone, bringing the pulling forces of the different muscle groups to a healthy balance.
Well, for professional athletes, how can they be treated quickly so that they can get back into competition?
Well, initially, conservative management should be a treatment option with the infiltration of anti-inflammatory as well as lifestyle and career changes for those patients who can afford such changes. However, this is sometimes unacceptable for professional athletes. Therefore, surgical management to speed up recovery and return to competition is the desired intervention.
Could you tell us about the three-year study performed by the hernia team at MUH?
Of course. Our laparoscopic bilaminar posterior pubic mesh fusion study is an ongoing prospective study that has demonstrated excellent results in terms of time to full recovery and success rate. Basically, our approach is to perform an extended TEP mesh repair, carefully dissecting and applying the mesh all the way down to the lower border of the pubic ramus and allowing the mesh to overlap across the midline. Our results are promising, with all patients returning to pre-injury level of sports activity. All our patients were back to training within a rehab program at week one. 16 elite athletes returned to competitive play at 8 weeks, and 3 returned to play at 12 weeks. And we haven't had any relapses among our cohort.
Well, there's a growing participation rate in football, and by that we mean AFL, rugby and soccer. Will we see more sports hernia occurring?
Absolutely. Athletes nowadays are faced with increasingly physically demanding competitions. Therefore, the susceptibility to musculoskeletal injuries such as a sports hernia, it's present.
Well, I suppose an important question then is, how do sports people prevent themselves from getting this type of hernia in the first place?
As mentioned before, we believe this entity is the result of imbalance of the forces applied to the pubic tubercle and the symphysis pubis by the different muscular groups. Therefore, a careful and balanced training plan that gives the equivalent importance to the different muscle groups should be outlined for these athletes to prevent injuries.
Who can provide that kind of training?
Well, definitely the early involvement of sports physician and physiotherapist, and, you know, clubs should have a well-set plan of training for athletes who are competing in leagues and clubs, but also for those patients who are going to the gym or attending boot camps and things like that. They should also have full assessment by physiotherapy so they can plan a good training plan.
Dr. Omar Rodriguez Acevedo. RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Bongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.